Forever!
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. My, oh, my. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Oh, my God. Who's next?
The next group is called Natalie Portman.
It'll make sense. Welcome, Anna Fabrega.
Welcome, Alyssa Stanoha.
Sandy Honig.
Julio Torres.
And you saw them as Annette Bening. Welcome, Peter Smith.
Hello.
Peter. Okay.
Fabulous.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. I get Natalie Portman from
the whole
this group.
Vibe, right? Okay, welcome to the mic,
Anna Fabrega!
Anna, ooh, I think Anna told me what hers is, and it's really good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go pre-selected.
Pre-selected
and this
sounds
is,
good to me.
This is because of an experience I had last weekend, and I
last
said,
weekend.
You know, I don't think so, honey, carpeted restaurants.
Go.
What are you thinking, putting a material that is absorbent and difficult to clean on the floor of a restaurant?
Yeah.
It's like, would you put carpet in your kitchen? No. Don't
nope.
put it in a restaurant. Everything that spilled that has ever touched that carpet is still in there. They are not putting the chairs up at night and getting like a steam cleaning vacuum to do a deep cleaning of the carpet. It's moldy, it's disgusting, and the people that are like, you know, the restaurant owners will say, well, it helps with the
30.
Noise, it makes it less noisy. That's not a good trade-off. That's like having your car stolen and being like, well, at least I don't have to pay for gas now. It's like, no, get rid of that.
50 seconds.
It's not only disgusting, it looks tacky
yeah.
as hell.
Yeah.
And it makes the room damp. No one's eating like, damn, I wish it was a little muggier in here.
Five seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Get rid of that carpet. Let's put in some hardwood floors, tile, or linoleum.
Hardwood floors only. That's 1 minute.
You. That's 1 minute.
I'd rather have linoleum than carpet in my restaurant.
Oh my God.
I'd rather have linoleum.
You know what? Every dim sum restaurant is shaking.
Yeah,
right
it's so
now.
True. Every buffet on Long Island wow. is a quaking.
Oh, my goodness. Anna Fabrega, carpeted restaurants. Oh, my God.
Come on, Alyssa Stanoha. Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh!
Ooh! A boot?
Hannah Montana. I'm Hannah Montana.
A booty,
yes.
Alyssa, what are we thinking?
How we feel?
I'm feeling pre-select.
Okay.
Pre-select.
Pre-select.
Okay.
This
okay.
is
I'm,
Alyssa Stanoha.
Okay, I'm terrified. Okay.
Oh, my God. No, this is Alyssa Stanoha's I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, thinking you're too good to talk shit. Thank yes. Okay, clap for 45 seconds. If we don't talk shit, what do we have? As people, what do we have if we don't talk shit? It is all we have. It's the oldest pastime. It's the oldest human pastime. I was raised by a woman who says to me, every time I see her, the biggest mistake of my life is talking shit, but...
and 30 then
she
seconds.
Goes off on someone. You're not better than me for not talking shit. Wait. Seriously, though? If you're not a discerning person and you don't know what you don't like about other people, then you're not going to self-improve.
Whoa!
Okay. Okay, ha ha ha. Talking shit. I have no allegiance to anybody. I'll talk about everyone behind
Five
their
seconds.
Back. I'm not wrong for that. That is the right thing to do because everybody's crazy. I'm mentally ill. Fuck you!
And that's 1 minute!
Wow.
It's actually rule of culture number 100. Everyone's crazy. I'm mentally ill. Fuck you.
Put that on a shirt.
Fantastic.
Alyssa.
Wow.
Next up, we have
Sandy Honig. Wow, very on brand.
Wow.
Fuck you, fucking fuck.
St. Mark's is
I
in
knew
the
I
room.
Was following Alyssa, so, you know.
What we doing?
What we doing?
A pre-select.
A pre-select.
Sorry, I'm shy.
Sandy Honig, I don't think so, honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The marvelous Mrs. Maisel. No, I'm sorry, but the lead actress who plays Mrs. Maisel is not Jewish. I think that is fucked up. If that was anything else, if it was any other group, that would people would be marching in the street. Because I feel like there is this, when people say, oh my God, Rachel Brosnahan does such a good job playing. Seconds. All I hear is, wow, wow, what a great cartoon of a Jew. Wow, wow, what an amazing, she does such a good job being so annoying and loud. Wow! I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. But they have Monk, so that's okay.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Get a Jew in there.
Oh, get a Jew in there. That's 1 minute.
No, no, no. I love Mrs. Maisel. You know why?
Maisel is marvelous.
No, you know why I love Mrs. Maisel?
Why?
Because Alex Borstein is in it, and she played an Asian woman on TV, and it's good. It's good for people.
It's good. It's good. It's representation.
Representation matters.
Erasure. All right, let's get a little something from Julio Torres. Hello, Julio.
Hello, Matt. Hello, Bowen.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you going to wear this Princess Peach crown?
Well, I found it backstage.
Yes. Really?
So, yes, I did. It was just there waiting for me.
Oh, I think it looks fabulous.
So cute.
Wonderful.
I think you take that.
Now we have the princess's present.
Yeah.
You have your lips pressed up against the mic. And is this a babyish performance?
No, this is how I always am.
Okay. Okay. Excuse me.
What are you thinking in terms of pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
I will do a pre-selected topic.
Okay, you'll do a pre-selected topic.
This is Julio Torres.
Thank you.
I don't think so, honey. No. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. My husband lying to me by saying that the girl is dead and trying to fool me with the heart of a pig in a box. No, honey, if I ask you to kill the girl, kill the girl. Don't lie to me.
Slay!
Now she's living in a forest with dwarves, and I have to go finish the job, honey. I don't think so funny. I have to learn I'm not the prettiest from my mirror. No, honey.
30 seconds.
I think that's all I have. Thank you.
That's 42
seconds.
Julio Torres. Wow.
Oh my God.
And
wow.
Now it's almost like you get to kiss Julio if you put your mouth on the mic.
Wow. From now on.
What do you think, Peter Smith? Get up there.
Peter.
Yumma yumma. Ooh, yumma yumma yumma.
Peter. What are you thinking?
We're going to do a pre-selected.
We're going to do pre-selected.
This is Peter Smith's I Don't Think So, Honey, and their time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Barada. We seen this stuff? Unfinished cheese wrapped in mozzarella, tied in a knot, put on the table like you should pay $15 for this.
Ah.
All right? I Don't Think So. All right? How they do this, they put the unfinished goop. Goop, cream, curdled cum, all right, of cows. And they put it inside a purse of finished mozzarella cheese. They tuck it up like one of those little bindles you walk along like that. And they serve it to you for over, this is double digits we're talking about, people.
Yeah.
On the bill, 2 digits.
15
right?
seconds.
15, you know what? I love a tightly knotted thing with a creamy center. I love it. All right? I'm gay. I love it.
5 seconds.
But I don't want like a discharged cow fetus as an appetizer.
And that's 1 minute. You know what? I agree with you. I don't want that. I've never... What are you going for?
You got good stuff in there.
Peter Smith,
Peter Smith everybody. Give it up for Natalie Portman.
Anna Fabrega.
Alyssa Sanoa.
Sandy Honig.
Julio Torres.
And Peter Smith.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
Stunning. And now, please welcome the next group, which is entitled
Horny Singles in Your Area. Catherine Cohen.
Anna Suzuki.
Let's wait for them to come on stage.
They are approaching the stage. Catherine Cohen.
Anna Suzuki.
Millie Tamarez.
Dwayne Perkins.
And Pat Regan.
Whoa. Horny singles
wow.
in your area.
Oh my God. Seek oh treatment God. Took seek front treat. And center, bitch.
Oh my God.
You need a seek treatment.
Bring to the mic, Catherine Cohen.
Catherine Cohen. Oh my God, she's so shy. A shy performer.
So shy.
Stop.
Stop. Oh, a shy performer.
I'm wearing a diaper.
Cathco. What are
what?
We even feeling?
Prusaloo.
Prusaloo.
That Prusaloo. Means pre-selected and Kath and Cohen speak. This is Kath and Cohen's I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Guys who push down on my clit? Absolutely not, honey. Absolutely not. PSA, you weirdly don't have to punch my vagina to make me come, honey. Keep it light. Keep it soft. Tickle, tickle. Like when, okay, maybe like one time you're outside and you see a ladybug and you're like, okay, ladybugs are good luck. And you like see it on a piece of grass and you're like, come here, little ladybug.
Yes, that's it.
That's what I want, honey.
30 yes, seconds.
Bitch, I know it's hard to find because my bush is hit with me huge. And you know why? Because that feels good to me in my life. And when I get rid of it, it hurt because of the razor burn, honey. I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds.
Yes. Take me to your apartment. I don't care if you have a bed. I don't care if you have a grand piano in there. Sure, and why not?
Just 5 seconds.
Make sure to keep it soft. Keep it tickle, tickle. Keep it ladybug style. Go la la lula lula lula.
That's what did it. Go la la lula 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 lula. Even too much?
This is too much. This is too aggressive.
All bodies are different, but that's for my body.
Yes, thank you. Welcome to the mic, Anna
Suzuki!
Wow.
Hello.
Hi.
Good Anna. Evening.
Anna, oh, I can't wait for this.
Wow,
Anna.
She looks like, yes, untangle, untwirl, unfurl. Are we doing a pre-selected topic?
Pre-select.
Pre-selected. This Here's Anna Suzuki.
And this is really controversial.
Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Bowling. You are not a real sport, honey. I don't care if you have a league. You are not a real sport, honey. You know what real? You know what real athleticism is? Me literally trying to figure out why you won't die. Die, bowling. Die. I don't think so, honey. If you Google is bowling, the first suggestion is a real sport. No, you are not. Also, Sandra Oh was snuffed. Yeah. Sandra Oh was fucking snuffed. What the fuck is Killing Eve? No one is watching Killing Eve.
15
seconds. It was not a great vehicle for her. I don't think so, honey. Sandra Oh was snubbed, and bowling is not a sport.
5 seconds, but it seems like that's a wrap.
And that's Anna Suzuki. That's 55 seconds.
Wow, many controversial things there. Bowling, not
it.
A sport. Sandra Oh, not given a vehicle by Killing Eve.
You know what? Everyone's entitled to their own
opinion.
As long as it's not harmful, everyone's entitled to
and
it.
No one was hurt tonight opinion.
Anna Suzuki, everyone. Now,
yes.
Please welcome to the mic, Millie Tamaris.
Millie Tamaris. Yes, Millie. Yes. Ooh, the coat.
Oh.
I wanted them to be classed
Millie.
As well. Millie.
Stunning.
Thank you.
Tell us
all
about...
All Forever 21. Thank
all
you.
Forever
yes.
21.
Forever yes. 21. Infinity.
Yes, baby. Yes.
Now, tell us about your thoughts about pre-selected topic and the Troll Bowl.
I'm doing pre-selected because as a woman of color, you got to work twice as hard.
Yes! Go for it, queen.
So, this is Millie Tamaris. I don't think so, honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Nicki Minaj. Oh! Now, I know what you're asking. Millie, as an unapologetic Dominican woman, are you obligated contractually to be Team Cardi? And to that I answer, yes. But, first of all, you're corny, Nicki. You care about numbers. She was pressed that her album didn't make number one. You know what album didn't make number one? Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion. And that shit still rocks, all right? Now you're asking, did I listen to Queen? No, I didn't. Why would I listen to Queen? Negro Swan came out by Blood Orange. Bop. Yes. Astroworld by Travis Scott. That came out. That's a bop. Mitski, Be the Cowboy.
Yes.
It's a bop.
15
I'm not
seconds.
Listening to Queen. Finally, Nicki Minaj endorsed Andrew Cuomo.
Yes.
And let me tell you, honey,
5 seconds.
I don't think so. This is Trump's America. We're doing socialism, baby.
Yes! That's one.
That's
minute.
A minute. When she endorsed Cuomo, I was out.
You're out. Can't do it.
That was cavalier.
So cavalier.
Thank you, Millie. And now we're having Dwayne Perkins to the mic.
Dwayne.
Yes, Dwayne. Yeah. Overalls. Overalls.
Hi,
Dwayne.
Hi.
Hi.
What's it going to be?
Pre-select.
Pre-select.
This is Dwayne Perkins. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
Ooh, I don't think so, honey. People with more followers than me on social media. Yeah, yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all of y'all if y'all have more than 5,000. I don't know. First of all, my social media is fantastic. Instagram, perfect. Twitter, absolutely stunning. LinkedIn, inaccurate. So you think you're better than me because you have more followers? Why? Because strangers love you. Strangers would love me too if I was less abrasive. And if I said nigga less. Whatever. How much time left?
25.
All right. And also, if you have less followers than me, what the fuck are you doing?
Yes, work.
Work harder. Step your game.
15 seconds.
Content is life. Just today, I took a photo of me doing nothing. And I was like, caption, you don't have to live to live. That is gold.
Five seconds.
Peace out, niggas. I don't know.
That's one minute.
Wow.
Please retweet Dwayne Perkins.
Rule number 100 of culture. You don't have to live to live.
You don't have to live to live. Rule number 100. The second rule number 100 of this evening.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, give it up for multiple Icon Award winner from Las Culturistas, the newly big-armed Pat Regan. I almost did my I don't think so, honey, on Pat Regan suddenly having arms.
I want to say
it's harmful and damaging to me and my family.
And I want to say shirt by Topshop, jeans by Uniqlo, body by Blink Fitness.
He loves a franchise.
He loves a franchise.
I don't support small business. I don't support small business. Seriously, I don't.
Pat,
I don't support it.
Excuse me. What are we doing, pre-select, or are we doing troll bowl?
That's so funny you ask. My whole life, I've come up here and I've done pre-selected.
Yeah, he has.
But now, as I get older, the planets being where they are right now.
It's true, they're in such a place.
Yeah. I'm gonna do troll bowl.
Wow!
Historic! Historic Pat Regan.
This could be I pick for
global.
You, bitch. Back the fuck up. I know you have arms now, but back the fuck up.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Okay, hey. I love this. Pat Regan, your trobo, I don't think so, honey, is Ricky Martin.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Ricky Martin. Okay, I don't remember if you're gay or not. You should be more. He is gay?
Yes.
He is gay. I don't think so, honey. Be more vocal. Be out there. I don't think so, honey. Ricky Martin, like, you need to be writing new stuff every day. Like, I am an artist. I'm working. If I didn't come out with new stuff, I would be out there. I don't think so, honey, Ricky Martin. Like, you're too hot, I think. I'm, like, really attracted to you, and you seem uninterested. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey, Ricky Martin. One time I saw you on Watch What Happens Live, and you were boring as fuck. I don't think so, honey, Ricky Martin. Your music is trash. I don't think so, honey, Ricky Martin. You wear too much black. I want to see you color block more.
I don't think so, honey.
Ricky Martin, you stupid bitch. I don't. You're such a fucking stupid bitch. I can't stand you. And Ricky Martin, was it him that like announced his dick was small, then took it back?
Wow.
Someone did that. Look it up.
And that's something to think about with Pat Regan.
It was him or Enrique. Look it up. They came out with a special condom brand for small dick condoms. They were like, it's because I have a small dick. And then when they got made fun of, they were like, I was just kidding about that.
Wow.
I think that might have been Enrique. He feels like the smaller penis to me.
We don't have to discuss this. This has been Horny Singles in Your Area.
With Catherine Cohen.
Anna Suzuki.
Millie Tamaras.
Dwayne Perkins.
And the newly big-armed Pat Regan.
Let's keep it moving. We're more than halfway through the show. We're almost done.
This
now,
next group is called Okay, I Need That Gown.
Welcome, Mo Fry Passage.
Welcome, the fabulous Kiko Suarez.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes!
Welcome, Katie Hartman!
Welcome, Natalie Walker!
And Larry Owen!
Yes!
Yes.
Oh, so the Stun Queens,
the
have,
stun
arrived,
queens have arrived,
I see. Now, wow, there's an egg.
Just give us a moment.
And bring, yes! This group is already shaking it up a little bit. Now we're going to continue to see shaking it up with Mo Fry Passat.
Mo!
Let's go.
Hi.
Mo, could you please tell us if you are going to do a pre-selected topic or dive into the Troll Bowl? Because last time you went into the Troll Bowl, it was messy because you got David Bowie.
Yeah.
This tattoo is for David Bowie. and I think that's just, like, fun.
Yeah,
no, and it's not even because of that experience. I grew from that. I'm going to do pre-selected.
Pre-selected, and I respect.
Yes, this is Mo Fry Passat. I don't think so, honey. Your time starts now.
Okay. I don't think so, honey. Being a young, beautiful, gorgeous New York ingenue, and yet somehow still having a hemorrhoid?
Oh?
Are you kidding me? Me? So, honey, it's like you wake up, you're having a good day, you look in the mirror, you say, I'm me, that's fantastic. And then all of a sudden you're like, ow, my asshole hurts, what's going on? And you look down, and it's like, what the fuck? And then again, you're like, you Google, and it's like, what is a hemorrhoid? And they're like, did you mean hemorrhoid? And you're like, oh my God!
30 seconds!
I don't think so, honey. It's like, if I'm going to be rooting around in my asshole for 20 minutes, it better be for sexual gratification.
Yes, agreed.
It's like, I don't think so, honey, telling someone about it, and then being like, oh, me too, I've had them before. I'm like, all of my experiences are unique!
15
seconds!
Do not relate to me! You should be shocked that this body, this face, has a hemorrhoid. It is crazy.
I don't think so, honey.
I guess I don't think so, honey. God, I will grow and learn from this. Thank you so much.
And that's one minute. Our second I don't think so, honey, God.
And honestly, a hemorrhoid, it can happen to you.
Anyone.
No, it cannot.
It can happen to you. I never thought it would happen to me.
God, she's having a rough night.
God got me with a hemorrhoid in 2010.
Mm, yeah. Oh, she did?
She got me with a hemorrhoid in 2010. You ever had a hemorrhoid?
No.
Never?
I have, no. Never had one. But I shit out beef stew every day. And so that's
his butthole has different problems than mine.
Now, please welcome to the stage.
We're single, by the way.
legendary Kiko
Suarez!
Kiko!
Miss Kiko!
Miss Kiko!
Oh, hello!
Hello!
Kiko!
Kiko Suarez, we have a question.
Uh-huh.
And she has an answer. Is it going to be
pregunta?
A pre-selected topic or the Troll Bowl?
For me, I think I'll pre-select.
Ooh, coquette. She's
got a predilection for pre-selection.
This is Kiko Suarez. I don't think so, honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Cards Against Humanity? That shit is dumb. That is a dumb game. That is a very, very bad game. Now, I will play any game. I will play Go Fucking Fish. But you're telling me, when people are like, oh, let's play Card Against Humanity, I'm like, oh, I think I'll watch. Why? Because when Apples to Apples came around, I already had an eye roll, and then we made it worse.
Oh!
Because it's so bad. You're telling me we're going to sit in a circle and just say gutter words? We don't need to pay $49.95 to do that. I don't think so, honey. Capitalism,
seconds.
We can do that right now. Someone give me an adjective ending in ing. Normal one.
Running,
okay, running. I'll pick a noun. With my grandmother, feels like. Now you say the most gutter thing on your brain right now.
Guttered.
Hello?
Dick in a mouth.
Okay, running with my grandmother feels like dick in my mouth.
Hilarious!
That's Cards Against Humanity. Bye.
And that's one minute.
That's one fucking minute.
Wow. Kiko Suarez.
I love describing bad words as
gutter words.
Gutter words. That's a gutter word.
Now.
Kiko, thank you.
Kiko, now
welcome. We have Stunt Queen, Katie Hartman.
Wow.
Stunt Queen.
Stunt Queen.
Katie, what is it going to be?
Okay, so here's what happened.
here is what happened. Last night, I passed out on my couch. I was very drunk, and I never pass out on my couch. I woke up in the middle of the night. Oh. I remember waking up and being like, I have a fucking great idea for I Don't Think So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wrote it in my phone, and I fell asleep, and I woke up this morning, and I don't remember what I wrote, and I did not look at it.
Okay. Oh.
So what I'm going to do, it may not make any sense. So it's a pre-selected, but I wrote it in a blackout dream.
Oh, okay. So she wrote it in a blackout dream.
Okay.
Here we go. Enter the blackout dream void, and your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. My boyfriend's penis dipped in garlic butter? You are the perfect thing, and yet if I put you in my vagina, I might die of bacterial poisoning. And maybe never get a yeast infection again. Or maybe never get a yeast infection again because garlic is anti-yeast. It would be like fucking the Serfs, or who are the... Oh, the savory version of the Smurfs? Yep.
30 seconds.
Anyway, I'd fuck the garlic butter dick so hard and too long, like 9 hours straight, and then a doctor or an intern at a medical facility would be like, excuse me, don't do that, that's too long. But it would be too late, and then I would jizz a delicious herby butter cums. That when you spoon it over, I wrote porn, but it should be pan-seared scallops would get me a three Michelin stars. Think so, honey. My boyfriend's penis dipped in garlic
butter. And that's 1 minute! Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
That is literally, that lives in my brain.
That's what lives inside you, that. You freako!
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's Katie Harmon, everybody. And now, debuting a new do, it's Natalie Walker!
I do stand.
Oh, my goodness.
A Kusama-esque top.
Yes.
Okay, what's it going to be?
How do we feel?
All right. Like Uma Thurman re-Harvey Weinstein, I have to take time to formulate. Yes. I'm just so angry.
But you're angry.
Yeah. So this is something that I had to formulate. So it is a pre-select.
Here we go. It sounds like it's going to be a hurricane.
Oh, this is Natalie Walker's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Glenn Close.
Right.
I have always been underwhelmed by you as an entity, but the catalyst for my augmented vitriol this evening is that you said of the Scarlett Johansson rub and tug controversy, anyone should be able to play anyone. Oh, you think anyone should play anyone regardless of whether they meet any of the qualifying criteria for the role? Unsurprising take coming from someone who did a musical without meeting the basic qualification of being able to sing. Speaking of Sunset Boulevard, you stole and butchered those songs after Patti LuPone nailed them in the original West End production. And I believe, as a cosmic retribution for this, you have had to watch women lap you in your most famous performances. Fatal Attraction, Erica Christensen did it better in Swim Fan. Marquise de Mortoya in Dangerous Relay, Sarah Michelle Gellar did it better in Cruel Intentions.
Yes!
And I know that your Cruella de Vil will be eclipsed by Emma Stone in the recently announced prequel. In conclusion, Glenn Close, you are the groundhog of prestige actresses. We bring you out of hibernation. You see Meryl Streep's shadow, and you are fated to another 6 years of winter inside it where you belong. I don't think so, honey!
And that's 1 minute! She...
You went there!
She did that, and she didn't even mention, after the ScarJo thing, did not even mention fucking Albert Nobbs.
Albert Nobbs!
Let me play a trans man. I'm a fucking woman.
Wait, best Glenn Close memory. We went to go see her in Sunset Boulevard on my birthday in the worst imaginable seats, way in the top. She walks out, all we could see was her feet on top of the thing, and everyone is applauding and screaming, and
Glenn's
we were
feet.
Like screaming for her feet.
And then she was
not, you know, not you guys don't good. Care? Did you guys not care? Not for you? For me?
It's
thanks,
for
love ya. All right, Lowry Owens!
Does anyone still wear a gown? It's the theme. Everybody,
it's the theme.
Rise!
Okay, Larry.
I was going to say rise, but then you said
gown. Oh. Rise! All right, talk about...
Rise.
What are we going to do? A pre-selected or...
It's troll.
We're going to troll.
It's troll.
It's troll. It's troll.
I'm picking a good one. The good ones are on the bottom.
Okay, uh-huh. They sink.
I picked it! I picked it!
Here we go.
Your I don't think so, honey, topic is JonBenet Ramsey! And your time starts now!
I don't think so, honey, JonBenet Ramsey. I could give less than 1 millionth of a fuck about any white bitch. Do you know what the fuck the black American has been through and continues to exist under? Your fucking tabloid ass, headline ass, 60 minute ass, clickbait in the age of now ass will not get me. Fuck that bitch, and fuck you who think that I will not eviscerate that bitch on stage right now.
30 seconds!
JonBenet Ramsey, what are you, a fucking drag queen? You better fucking death drop out of heaven to your second death, because I'm shooting you down, bitch.
15 seconds!
How much 15, time? 15, I don't 15. Motherfucking think so, honey. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey.
5 seconds, and that's wow. 1 minute.
Sometimes the world just gives you a gift. You know what I mean? Yeah. The world says, here, a gift. Give it up for, okay, I need that count. Mo Fry Passage!
Kinga Suarez!
Katie Hartman!
Natalie Walker!
And Larry Owens.
Wow.
True fucking freaks.
Freaks, now.
Freaks of nature.
Let's welcome this next group. They are called OnlyFans.com. Welcome, Dave Mazzoni!
Welcome, Sam Tegger!
Yes! Max Witter!
And Gabe Gonzalez!
Whoa, and Joe Castle-Baker!
Wow! They all have OnlyFans.com accounts. You can watch them jack off for like 40 bucks.
Sure. 80, Dave says. Welcome to the mic,
Dave Mazzoni!
Dave, babe,
hello.
I love.
Orange, come on, Orange!
Yes, she's serving orange tonight.
Serving orange. Okay,
orange
so
is the new black.
Talk to me about pre-selected topic or trouble. What do you think?
I have a pre-selected topic. It's like been semi-addressed, but I'm going to go in a brand new way.
Yes, honey. Okay. POVs. Everyone has one.
This is Dave Mazzoni's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Lady Gaga's character in A Star Is Born being named Allie. This is Lady fucking Gaga, okay? Like, Allie is like a barista. Allie, like, has a party when her parents are out of town and the cops came, but we all ran, and it was fine. Like, Allie is a niece, you know?
30 seconds.
Allie is not the name of Lady fucking McGoogle's character in A Star Is Born. I want Esmeralda. Yes. When I think Gaga, I think candelabra. I think like long 3,000 year backstory. I don't
seconds.
Want a girl named Allie who like doesn't like to sing her own song. So I don't think so, honey. The
Five
name
seconds.
Of Allie.
Five
it
seconds.
Should be Stefani or something better, but I'll still be there, and if it's bad, you'll never see me again.
And that's 1 minute.
You gotta leave town if it's bad.
Wow.
So
oh.
We have to go.
Allie is a cousin. Number 25 of culture.
Allie is a cousin.
As a niece. As a niece.
As a niece.
As a niece.
Yes.
So sorry, Dave.
Please welcome Sam Allie Tagger.
Oh, you bitch.
Samuel.
Oh, you bitch.
You are a bitch.
Sam.
Oh, you look so stunning tonight.
Shut up. You look like so good.
You look so amazing, Sam.
I look like trash. Shut up.
You look so good.
I look bad. Everyone knows it. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, my God. You look so stunning.
No, I can hear the whispers.
You've never looked better, babe.
You look better. Sam, what are you going to do?
Here's the fucked up part.
Oh my God, what's fucked up about it?
I'm honestly gonna do pre-selected.
Ah! Okay, you fucked up, bitch.
I'm a freak.
Okay, Sam Tagger, he's a freak. Because I don't think so, when his time starts now.
Okay. I do not think so, honey. A core that is unengaged.
Slay, queen.
An unengaged core.
Here's the thing. I know what you're thinking. You're like, I'm at the gym. I'm doing biceps. Like, what am I doing with the rest of my body? You can relax, right? I'm working on my arms.
No,
you have to keep that core engaged the whole time. And like, look, and I know what you're thinking. Like, oh, like, he's being so preachy. And like, no. Like, I'm not telling you this just to 30
like... 30 seconds.
Like, here's the thing. Like, I work with children, and every single day I tell them, look... It's never too young to start working on your core. Like, you have to focus and just and keep it engaged. And what's really, really cool about all of it is, like, even sitting in your chair right now, you can be engaging that core. And, like, people think, oh, it's so hard. But, like, I simply don't think so, honey. An unengaged core, get it engaged.
And that's 1 minute.
Oh, my God, Sam. The whole time I was so slouched and I wasn't engaging my core. I don't think so, honey.
It's actually so important, and I'm not even, like, trying to be preachy.
I'm not pulling my weight back.
Guys, everyone sit up. Engage your core.
Engage your cores right now.
Yes, one, everyone's engaging their core.
Good.
Good, great job.
Next,
it's so important.
Welcome to the mic, Max Witter.
Max!
Oh, Max.
Okay, it's okay, fall. Max.
We get it, it's fall.
We get it, it's fall.
Actually, that's... Okay.
Yeah.
Oh! Soleil.
Actually, I'm sorry. I just wear it better.
Sorry, all right,
no,
Max.
Actually, it is really hot. Actually, yeah.
Max.
No, actually, should I just wear... okay, fine. What?
Oh. It's fall.
It's fall. Okay.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to do priest. Like,
okay.
I had a brief moment just now where I was...
You had a flirtation with it.
I know. It was like, you know, like a like gorgeous... like
slayer.
It was sort of like a... Yeah.
He blew it.
I blew it.
It was like, you know, like really still water and you like see your like shimmering reflection.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know that. I've been there.
Lick the mic.
Oh my God, Soder Julio. Congratulations.
But you know what, Max?
Hi.
Max, that water that still is stagnant. So don't do that.
Don't do the troll.
Don't do it. Okay, Max, it sounds like we're doing pre-selected.
What?
It sounds like we're doing pre-selected.
yes, sorry. Okay, great. I'm sorry, verklempt.
Verklempt. This is Max Witters. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Apples. Why are they so heavy when you put them in a bag? One apple in my hand, light as a feather. Two apples in my hand, light as two feathers. Three apples in a bag is a fucking bowling ball. I tried to pick up a bag filled with five apples, and my fingers got ripped off, and they sprayed blood everywhere. Why is it that, like, I can't pick up a bag full of five apples, and yet an apple pie that has... 29 apples in it. It's light as feather. I can hold that on my fingertip, spin around, and eat it in one setting. That's fucking ridiculous. Also, fuck apple culture in general. I don't like that apples are constantly, like, sycophantically vying to be, like, the symbol of fall that belongs to the pumpkin. That is the pumpkin's life or not.
Seconds.
You know what? And... and you can't beat the... gorgeous, lumpy drama that is a
five.
Pumpkin.
Yes.
So I don't think so, honey Chris.
And that's 1 minute.
Chris.
I don't think so, honey Chris. I actually agree.
I don't think so,
honey apples, but I deeply do think so, honey apple cinnamon.
Oh.
Right? Apple cinnamon
crickets.
Could suck me. I love apple cinnamon.
He's so sick of apples. Sycophantically vying to be the symbol of fall.
Yeah.
That honor belongs to the gorgeous lumpiness of pumpkin.
The prose. Thank you, bitch.
Thank you.
The prose.
Tapestry of words.
And now it is time for Gabe
Gonzalez! Gabe!
Come on, Slay. All right, Gabe. What are we doing? A pre-select topic of the Troll Bowl.
So I've dipped my dick into the Troll Bowl before.
I dicked the dip.
I'm doing pre-selected.
Pre-select sounds good.
This is Gabe Gonzalez's I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, FEMA.
Ah!
Because y'all showed your asses when you made the same mistake my gringo ex-boyfriend made in college. You pissed off a Puerto Rican. Ask him how that worked out. I don't think so, honey, FEMA. Don't tell me you can't bring supplies to Puerto Rico on a plane when my grandmother regularly makes that flight with her carry-on, a cake for someone's baptism, two soup pots, and a roast chicken wrapped in foil riding Coach on American.
30 seconds.
I don't think so, honey, FEMA, because several Real Housewives did your job better than you.
Whoa.
Bethany Frankel has the time to invent skinny bitch vodka and help the Puerto Rican people. What have you done with your life?
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey, FEMA, because if your raggedy-ass ancestors had enough weapons to bring across the ocean in 1898... to colonize Puerto Rico,
Five seconds.
There is no excuse for not being able to bring food and supplies in 2017. I don't think so, honey,
and
FEMA.
That's 1 minute.
take your ass to Jenny from the block. She is Puerto Rican, so I think the fuck not.
Yes. Right.
There we go, bitch.
Speaking in verse, honey. Gabe fucking Gonzalez.
Bethany Frankel is showing you up, FEMA.
Wow.
And that's the tea. Yeah. Everyone, give it up for Joe Castle-Baker. Jojo, oh Jojo, Jojo, Jojo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
What do we want to do?
What do we think?
Okay, so I feel like this is such a huge risk. I'm about to take on, like, full-on bareback sex, but I'm going to do the troll bowl right
He's
now.
He's going raw, baby. Yeah. We're going raw.
We're going raw.
Here we go. Woof. Your I Don't Think So Honey topic is Denzel Washington.
Okay, Denzel Washington. I have seen maybe one movie in my life, period, and it wasn't a Denzel Washington movie. So culturally, I have 0 points of reference from now on for the next 45 seconds. Denzel Washington, anyone name a movie he was in?
Flight.
I haven't seen it.
Equalizer.
Haven't seen it.
30 seconds.
Training Day.
Haven't seen it.
Remember the Titans.
Okay, if Denzel Washington played a gay man in Brooklyn.
Philadelphia. He did.
I haven't seen it. That's the thing. That's so seconds. Crazy.
Glory.
I haven't seen any of it. I haven't seen movies, period. Denzel Washington. Actually, you know what? I actually like Denzel Washington, I realized just now. I actually like Denzel Washington. I'm coming around now. I'm going to go home and watch a Denzel Washington movie.
And that's one
that's
minute.
That's my minute.
You know what?
Yes.
We saw a full arc. Who didn't know any movies he was in, and now he's going to go see
one. He's
going
to watch one.
And that is education.
That is OnlyFans.com. Give it up for Dave Mazzoni.
Give it up for Sam Taggart.
And Twitter.
Gabe Gonzalez.
And Joe Castle-Baker. Okay, we're almost done.
This next group is Scrub-a-dub-dub-bish.
Welcome, Sarah Tolemans.
Give it up for Rebecca O'Neill.
Shinobia. Oh, no, wait. Rachel
Dorofsky. Give it up for Rachel Pegram.
And give it up for Lisa Traeger.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Okay.
It is time for Sarah Tolemans.
Come on, Sarah. Sarah, what's it going to be?
What do you think?
I'm going to go with pre-selected.
This is Sarah Tolemans's I Don't Think So Honey. Your time starts now.
All right. I don't think so, honey, buying things online.
Yes.
Is this really convenient? I feel like I'm always in a 6-month loop of returning things. It's like a passive-aggressive haunting that I've invited into my house. First of all, I always have to figure out, like, a game plan of how I'm going to return this item this time around, where it's like, can you print this label? I'm like, I would, but I don't have ink right now for my printer.
30 seconds.
And I don't feel like buying it at the store because I can't remember 20 serial numbers. And if I did buy it online, I just wouldn't receive it because I don't have a doorman. So now I have to go to Kinko's and print up a label to return a piece of shit item I don't care about that was quite deceitful, what I didn't want. And I'm standing behind some crazy guy that's like photocopying his headshots, where I'm like, if you have to photocopy your headshots in a Kinko's, you're not going to make it. That's just the truth, right?
And that's one thing I agree with you 100%.
It is so annoying. Kinko's is a place for crazy people. It's
only
almost a homeless shelter. It's crazy over there.
And that's one.
Wait, minute. I don't know. I was gonna close. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I agree. Also, I don't want to get anything in the mail.
No.
Because then I have to be. I don't think so many people are signing for things. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just put it in the fucking thing.
Put it in the fucking thing. Everyone, welcome Rebecca O'Neill. Ooh, baby.
Hello. How are you?
Rebecca, what's up?
Prince on top, auntie fashion for life. Let's
do it.
Yes,
auntie fashion.
Yeah.
Are we doing pre-selected or the Troll Bowl?
I did Troll Bowl last time.
Yeah.
And I've messed up.
No, you did not.
I picked out Elizabeth Warren and I roasted Gabby Giffords for a minute because all white politicians look the same to me. Call me crazy. Okay.
I respect
so
that.
So I'm going pre-selected. I won't make the same mistake
pre-selected.
Twice.
Pre-selected.
Okay.
This is Rebecca Nails. I don't think so, honey. Your time starts
I'm coming
now.
For New York culture. I don't think so, honey. Bodegas. Let's do it. I moved here from Chicago a year ago, okay? From the murder capital. Okay, we have delis. And we have corner stores, yep. But they are two separate commercial enterprises, okay? At a bodega in Chicago, there's no people cooking in the kitchen. There's people cooking here, which is quaint and a little unsanitary. I don't think so, honey, okay? At a bodega in Chicago, you can get the shit I
seconds.
Like. You can get a blunt. You can get a cool beverage. You can get a warm orange. Shit like that. Room temperature citrus, okay? But I don't think so, honey. I got a gripe with New York bodegas. Why do the bodega dudes ask what you want on your sandwich if they're gonna do whatever the fuck they feel anyway.
15 seconds. It's true.
That's phony. Like, be real. Call yourself a tastemaker, a concierge, and shit like that. You know what I mean? I don't think so, honey. This is a fat gripe, but that's cool with me. I'm done. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, that's what hit it.
Back O'Neill.
Yes.
Wow.
That is one
sorry.
Freaking minute. Bodegas, that's true. They do whatever they want with the sandwich.
It's lawless.
Prices
it's lawless.
Are inconsistent.
It is anarchy in the bodegas.
Welcome to the mic, Rachel Dorofsky.
Yes! Ray J, here we go.
Rachel.
How do we feel about the decision that is yours?
Hold on. You're from Chicago. I'm also from Chicago. Let's talk high schools later. CPS? Peyton, Whitney Young. Whitney. Hell yeah. This is relevant to only us two.
New Trier.
Boo. No, CPS. Okay. Today's my birthday. I just want to say
birthday,
that.
Happy
birthday, queen.
I
birthday,
just queen. Say
birthday,
that
queen.
Out, right?
Happy birthday.
Happy
Julia.
Birthday.
Now, are we doing Julia. On this birthday?
I wrote a little something, because I'm a writer at heart.
A writer at heart. We have the written word, courtesy of Rachel Dorofsky.
Her
and her time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey, having I don't think so, honey, on my birthday. All right. Commemorating my day of birth by gathering all the comedians I respect most in NYC, or as I like to call it, the big ass motherfucking apple. I don't think so, honey. Okay. Birthdays. Oh, no.
Rachel, take it.
Birthdays are meant to be celebrated in solitude, where I can think about who I once was, who I am, and who I ultimately will become. Okay? Planning a birthday party and
seconds.
Masquerading it as a comedy show, even though it was likely booked months in advance? I don't think so, honey.
And 5 seconds.
What did I do last year? I thought about what I was going to do about insurance because I was getting off my parents. And I don't think so, audience, now calculating how old I am.
That's 1 minute.
And that's 1 minute.
Oh, wait.
Put that over there. That's where it goes now. That's his new home.
Rachel
Dorofsky,
so
Rachel Dorofsky, everyone, on the birth. And give it up for Rachel Pegram.
Wow.
Thank you.
The winner of the Gauntlet Du Gag in San Francisco at Clusterfest, the winner of that prestigious title.
Handpicked by Alaska Thunder fucking Jinx
and
Monsoon.
And Jinx Monsoon.
Well.
Here we go.
I hope it translates.
What are we doing?
She's got a phone now.
It's going to be pre-select.
Okay.
This is Rachel Pegram's I Don't Think So, Honey. Our time starts now.
Okay. I don't think so, honey. Babies that come out with hair. Okay? Bitch, go back inside. I don't want you full of hair. You're a full-ass human. If I have a baby that comes out with a full head of hair, I'm going to ship it off to school because that is a what? Adult. That is an adult. That bitch been in there too damn long. Was it 9 months? Was it 10? Is it a whole year old? And don't get me started on teeth. If that baby comes out with teeth. If a baby has teeth when it comes out, if it can gnaw its way out, you gotta let it go.
30 seconds.
Yes, you heard me right. I am permitting killing babies. If your baby comes out with hair and teeth, it didn't deserve to live. Because it is a mutant. I want my babies like bowling balls, soft, and only have the 3 normal holes they should. Round, you know, whatever the
5 seconds.
Toss. Whatever. Listen, baby ass babies. Babies should be fucking babies, you know? Babies should be babies, and they should not be able to do anything else but be soft and round and simple and dumb and not be able to talk. And oh my God, if I see a baby that opens its eyes, I'll let it go down the river.
And that's 1 minute.
Let it go down the river. That baby could become Moses and rise up against you.
Wow.
We know the tale of Moses.
We know. Welcome to the stage, Lisa Traeger.
Hi, boy.
Hi, baby. Yeah. How's it going?
So good. You guys look great.
You look so
Congrats.
Good. I love the belt.
Love it.
It's a harness.
It's a harness. It's a harness.
Woo!
Lisa.
Listen, what are we thinking?
I'm troll bowling.
Troll bowl! I love when they do that.
I love when they do that.
All right, here we go. Okay. Your I Don't Think So Honey troll bowl topic is Billie Jean King.
And your time starts now.
Wow. I need a moment. I mean, I think she can have better hair. I'll start there. I think it's like a mini baby mullet, like the lamb chop mom. So I don't like that. Little round glasses, that's a weird trend. I don't think she should be doing that. She did look athletic on the court. I don't know. I wish she had more drama. She's kind of boring. Like, why isn't there a drug addiction? Why isn't there a secret love affair? Why
15 seconds.
You're just following the rules and just playing? That's kind of stupid. But I'm glad she beat that guy. I really didn't say enough bad things.
5 seconds.
No, 5 seconds. Oh. You have an opportunity.
Oh, God. I wish she was in this century. I wish I could see her play. So fuck you for being old, bitch.
That's 1 minute.
Billie Jean King roasted tonight by Lisa Traeger. She's pretty unimpeachable.
She's great.
Sarah Tolomash, everybody. Rebecca O'Neill. Shinobi Alive.
Rachel Jarofsky and Lisa Traeger.
We have to make a last minute change.
Last minute switch. All right. The final group of the night. Are we ready for this?
This group is called
Jack Twist, Jack Nasty.
And it is
Shinobi Large,
X Mayo,
Alex Song,
Lorelai Ramirez,
and Michael Hartney.
Yes. Here we go.
Oh, and maybe Lorelai is not here. That's okay.
Do we not have Lorelai?
That's okay. Let's get it going with Shinobi
Large. Shinobi
Large. Novi, what's it gonna be?
Come on,
I'm
Novi.
Doing pre-select.
Pre-selected topic.
Mr. Shinobi Large, I Don't Think So Honey. Your time starts now.
Okay, I Don't Think So Honey. White people wearing red hats. Okay, I need to be able to. Listen, I need to be able to tell from a distance whether or not we fuck with each other. Whoever made the design on that MAGA hat made the font too thin, so you gotta be up real close. I can't tell whether or not you're a hipster or you're a racist. Okay? And the same thing goes for those neo-Nazi haircuts, you know, with the shaved sides and the long on top. I looked around and I saw a few of y'all out there. Yes, it's over for that. Okay, listen, white people, I know you feel that my people, gay people, black people, that we're taking your roles and your opportunities and your privileges, and I'm here to take another one from you, okay?
Yeah!
No more red hats. No more red hats. No more neo-Nazi haircuts. And no Tucker, Brian, Ryan. All y'all know you cannot say nigga. That's for me.
Okay? 5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. White people making racist signifiers trendy. No more red hats.
No more red hats.
Shinobi Alarge.
I don't care if it says love on it. Red hats are canceled forever.
Make America gay again.
No, it's not funny.
You know
who is fucking funny? X Maya. Let's go.
Ooh, with a pleather.
Yes,
shirt.
I am obsessed.
Yes, I must drop it. I am not that brave. No trouble.
No
I
trouble.
Must do pre-selected.
This is X's
time for pre-selected. Come on, X.
I don't think so. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Lord of the Rings. Okay? I just saw that shit, and it took that motherfucker 6 hours to get a motherfucking ring, and the bitch didn't even have diamonds on it. And the shit, first of all, that little Gandalf, little crackhead motherfucker, every time that motherfucker popped out, I was like, get your old Bobby Brown ass, Whitney Houston cracked out ass. Gandalf, he the only ally in all this shit. Don't get me started, these motherfucking hobbits. All they like is ass, titties, and weed. They got fucking New Balances for motherfucking feet. And then there's not one motherfucking black person. We don't even sweep. We don't take care of the kids. And then, who is that? That Aragorn elf bitch? Oh my God. Every time she pop up, I'm like, bitch, solve the problem or leave. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? And Frodo never got a motherfucking manicure. Them shit look so bad. Oh, and who's the other one? Who's the bitch? Oh, shit. He was making all the little half animal, half people.
Galadriel, Arwen?
He was Diablo. That's what the fuck I'm gonna call him. He was the demon. I liked his hair. I really did.
Oh my God. Galadriel, also known as that Aragorn elf bitch.
Give it up for Alex!
Hi!
Oh, hi!
We bought that shirt at the Gaga show.
We went to see Gaga together last summer.
Yes, and it rained, right?
Yes.
It rained, and Gaga said, free production value.
Wow, yes, really free production. She is the queen.
She's the queen. Yeah.
Now listen, what are we thinking? Is it a Bruce Light to Topic or is it the Troll Bowl?
Last time I was here, I came on stage and I asked you, what is a Troll Bowl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we found out. I'm going to do pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
Alex Songs, I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
All right. I don't think so, honey, putting on a brave face. Now, a little backstory about where this came from is I got the email from Matt. I woke up in the middle of the night, and which was 6 a.m. For me, that's the middle of the night, and I wrote down, I don't think so, honey, putting on a brave face, and I put my phone away, and now we're back, we're on stage. So here we are.
30 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Putting on a brave face. Who do you think you are? Toni Collette?
I get it.
Yeah.
And that's the one joke I wrote. Let's do some crowd work, huh? How's everybody doing? Is everybody excited for the fall? It's the first day of fall.
5 seconds of crowd work.
Wow. I'm doing okay today. Thank you.
That's 1 minute.
Alex Song. Ooh, baby.
Wow. And now, please welcome Michael Hartnett.
Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, fellas.
Hello.
Michael tweeted about his topic. He did not reveal it, but he gave a little preview. He said it's something that his boyfriend is doing and that he hates it.
Well, here we go. Let's burn this relationship bridge,
This
bitch.
Is Michael Hartnett's I Don't Think So, Honey. And his time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who send me text messages consisting solely of the letter K.
Are you trying to start World War III? Bitch! I am disinclined to think so, huntress. I deserve an O, ho. When I get a text that says okay, I read okay. When I get a text that says K, I read, you, Michael, are a subhuman cum stain, undeserving of love or an O.
30 seconds.
This will not stand, motherfucker! How long did it take? How long did it take? Oh! I just did it so many times. Maybe it is not the time saver you're claiming it to be, but rather a nefarious microaggression designed to make me feel small.
5 seconds.
Look down, bitch. It's me! I'm gonna kick you in the fucking dick with my fucking flagellum, Kay? I don't think so, honey.
Now,
Everyone remain seated, because there is going to be one more I Don't Think So, Honey, and I just texted him that he's doing this. Because we had a dropout, there is room for one more I Don't Think So, Honey, and it is coming courtesy of HBJ, Hot Producer Joe, Joe Cilio! Yeah!
Hot Producer Joe!
Okay, wow. I'm so excited. Because you've been, he sits with us every day while we record, and the bitch is moving to LA soon, and I'm so fucking devastated.
Yes, we're giving him this platform.
But we have this platform. I know he's got I Don't Think So, Honey locked and loaded, and it is time.
For Joe Cilio's I Don't Think So, Honey, and it's
wait,
time.
Wait, is it pre-selected or the troll ball?
Oh, it's pre-selected,
ah!
And his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. People who look at me and say, you're HBJ? Ah! Sorry I'm not Alex, everybody. So people, no, is it sad? No, it's funny. I'm fine. But you know, we all try so hard, don't we? You know, and these fellows, some of my best friends, Matt and Bowen, were nice enough, essentially, to give me the funny moniker, Hot Producer Joe. It's funny. It's nice. It's in the world of the show.
Yes. 30 seconds.
And then I go to fucking L.A., where apparently, yes, yeah, spill the beans, I'm moving, and everyone goes, you're HPJ?
No.
I'm trying. We do our best. I'm too busy producing Las Culturistas to go to the fucking Blink Fitness, Pat Regan. I'm sorry. I'm doing my goddamn... Guys, it's funny. I feel fine. I'm my beautiful girlfriend's here. Yeah. It's all
Five seconds.
It's funny. I love Matt. I love Bowen. This is very sweet. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
Yes!
Thank you for listening.
All right, you're
Thank
not
you to our
the
talent.
Show,
subscribe, rate, and review. And tell other people at your HP, your HP, your HP, okay? HPC, HPD, HPL.
Yeah.
I'm doing my best.
And that's
I don't
one
think so,
minute
honey.
And 30 seconds. That's HPJ. Thank you to this group, Jack Twist, Jack Nasty,
Shinobia Large,
X-Mayo,
Alex Song,
Floral,
and Michael
Hartney and Joe Cilio, HPJ.
Wow, we are running 30 minutes over time, so we are going to leave you right here. Thank you so much to the Brooklyn Comedy Festival.
We love you. My name's Matt Rogers.
My name's Bonnie Ann. Give it up for all your performers tonight. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.